AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Millions of federal workers have been told to change their passwords, put fraud alerts on their credit reports, and watch for attempts by foreign intelligence services to exploit them. All this after hackers broke into the computer system run by the Office of Personnel Management last December. The hack wasn't discovered until April. AP correspondent Ken Delanian.
We don't think that sort of the most secret, covert CIA operative type people would be in this database, but there are other people who are sensitive who are in the database. And the thought is that if this was indeed China, which government officials are saying, you know, they want this information so that they could exploit it for espionage purposes.
Government sources say the attack came from China, but they are not saying that the Chinese government was behind it. Later today, President Obama will speak at the funeral mass for Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Talking in a personal way about his knowledge of who Beau was, about his character, about the way that he felt about his family, about the way that he felt about his country. I think we'll make for a pretty powerful morning.
The 46-year-old Biden died a week ago of brain cancer. A woman watching the Boston Red Sox play the Oakland A's last night suffered what Boston police say was a life-threatening injury when she was hit in the head with a piece of a shattered bat which flew into the stands. Fellow fan Wesley Locke tells WFXT-TV.
He swung, hit the bat, and the bat broke, and she got hit in the head and was bleeding pretty well and looked pretty miserable.
The woman was in a seat just a few rows from the field between home plate and the third base dugout when the accident happened. The bodies of nine more climbers have been recovered a day after a powerful earthquake hit Malaysia's tallest mountain. At least 11 people were killed when the quake touched off massive slides that sent boulders and rocks onto the trekking routes up the 13,000-foot mountain. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. and its allies have to do more to blunt Russian aggression in Ukraine. Sagar Magani tells us more.
Carter says economic sanctions are hurting the Russian economy, but have not yet forced Moscow to stop its military actions, and the U.S. must adapt.
There are other things we need to be doing,
including boosting NATO intelligence sharing and military exercises with European partners. Carter met with top U.S. military officers and diplomatic personnel in Germany to talk about the next steps in Ukraine before flying home to end an 11-day around-the-world swing. Sagar Meghani with the defense secretary aboard a U.S. military aircraft.
Pope Francis calls on Bosnia's Muslims, Orthodox, and Catholics to put the deep wounds of their past behind them and work together for a peaceful future as he arrived in Sarajevo for a one-day visit to encourage reconciliation following the devastating three-way war of the 90s. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.